This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's Anarchapulco 2019 on day number four, but we've been in kind of like a time warp all weekend where we're actually recording into the future. So as you're hearing me airing this show, it's Sunday, but we're actually recording it on Saturday. So we're kind of like a day behind what's actually happened. And so I can finally say what happened with Ron Paul's speech last night, which was two nights ago by the time you're hearing this. And it was great. Like, Ron Paul showed up, did an amazing speech, but most importantly, he showed up. And there was a lot of people wondering whether or not Ron Paul was going to attend, because there was this murder that happened here in Acapulco a couple weeks ago with an anarchist, and some of the guests and some of the attendees didn't show, but the attendance here has been strong, it's been great, and Ron Paul came in through the front door, took his time coming down here, hung out with lots of his fans, did a lot of selfies with folks, taking pictures, and just stood and talked with people like Lynn Ulbricht and just fans, people who love Ron Paul, and just kind of spent a whole lot of time just, you know, meandering around and hanging out and meeting people, and it was really, really cool to see that happen. So, and I wrote up an article about it over at freekeen.com, which you should check out. It's called Ron Paul is Not a Chicken, so go and check that out when you get a chance. All right, so we're here. It is, like I said, day number four at Anarchapulco 2019, and it's Ian Freeman here with Free Talk Live. And as we've been doing throughout the weekend, interviewing special guests, folks we've met before and people who we've never met before. Foo Styles is with me here in our remote studio, the beautiful Princess Resort. Good morning, Foo.
Good morning.
You just got off the Crypto Polco stage just a couple of moments ago.
I did.
And Mark, who is my normal co-host, but he's in there hosting the Crypto Polco stage, he said, I got to talk to Foo because, well, you are you're decentralized living. What was the topic of your discussion this morning?
So, it was called Decentralized Living with Foo Styles. And I'm a decentralized futurist, where everyone, when someone asks me, where are you from? I say, everywhere and nowhere.
The Earth.
The Earth. I'm a global citizen.
All right. How did you become decentralized? How does that work?
So I'm like most people, having had a home,
mm-hmm.
A home base, and was tied down to material possessions, a car,
mm-hmm.
two apartments,
wow.
A lot of stuff, from 2008 to 2018.
Okay.
I had a lot of stuff.
Stuff is a burden, isn't it?
Yeah. And so I'm currently in the blockchain space.
Mm-hmm.
I work as a CEO of blockchain PR. We do marketing and PR for all things blockchain related. I'm also a venture capitalist, a venture partner at Valorum Capital out of Silicon Valley. And I founded the Women in Blockchain Foundation.
Oh, neat.
And I advise.
We need more of those.
Yes. And and I advise about 10 companies in the blockchain space as well. So I'm quite busy, but I don't live anywhere. So everyone's like, how do you do that? How do you not live anywhere, but you have to do so much?
Right.
Well, luckily, we live in a time when there are computers and the internet.
Yeah, sure.
So, digital nomadism is what this is probably known as. But a lot of digital nomads still have something of a home base. I literally got rid of all of my possessions.
Really?
And I've inspired a lot of...
You're wearing clothes, so you must have something.
So, I only have one suitcase,
okay.
A carry-on suitcase. And I only wear, before I only wore one color,
uh-huh.
But now I wear two colors. And my clothes are very stylish, because I'm Foo Styles. But
right
they're
on.
Very, and they're versatile.
Yeah.
So, and I wear the same things almost all the time, so almost like a uniform to make it very easy.
And you're recognizable, because you're always in the same thing, right?
That too.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
And I, yeah, so
are you constantly doing laundry?
Yes, there's a lot of laundry in my life. Yes, I'd say, like, at least definitely once a week,
okay.
If not sooner.
Right.
So, yeah, and only carry on. So, only carry on. I'm going to a new city. Last year, I averaged about a different city, every 4 to 7 days.
Hmm.
So, living literally out of a suitcase.
Okay, so, take me back a little further, though. What was it that, I mean, you said you had two apartments, two cars. What was it that inspired this change for you?
Well, having been bi-coastal...
And when was it?
Oh, so I was bi-coastal around 2012.
Okay.
So I was a celebrity fashion stylist at the time.
Not into crypto yet? At 2012?
No, not into crypto yet. But around the end of 2013, I became the first celebrity fashion stylist to accept Bitcoin. So
nice.
So that was my connection to crypto. But at that time, I wasn't aware of blockchain. I didn't understand the technology behind Bitcoin at all. But I just
were willing to accept it, though you didn't understand it.
Not as a real technology. I understood it as another form of payment,
sure.
And I said, sure, why not?
You don't need to understand it to accept it.
So exactly, didn't really need to. But definitely had always been into technology. So I was always going to the Consumer Electronics Show. I actually used my first Bitcoin ATM at CES. So. And was friends with Michael Turpin, who a lot of people know in the crypto space. So had a lot of influence already in it.
Yeah.
So, and then I got into virtual reality, started a startup making 360 VR music videos.
Oh, cool.
And then got into augmented reality, started my own augmented reality company, went through a tech accelerator in Silicon Valley. And then after graduating the accelerator, I went to my first blockchain conference.
Which one was that? Do you remember?
BlockCon.
Okay.
In Los Angeles. And so while I was in the accelerator, I was living in co-living places in Silicon Valley. So that was the beginning of it, right? So
what's a co-living place?
Basically, you're living with a bunch of people, like a 10-bedroom house.
Is that like different from a hostel?
But it's more long-term living.
Okay.
So a hostel, you're living there, you can go there one night.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Okay.
And it's like, yeah. Although a lot of the places...
You're just talking about having a lot of roommates in a place, basically.
Right.
Okay.
But co-living, you're doing long-term roommates. But in Silicon Valley, it was so great. You have... Silicon Valley is just limited in space. That was the biggest problem. Like, housing is expensive, and there's a lack of it. And and being someone who was going into Silicon Valley to do an accelerator program for nearly 4 months, I was traveling back and forth from LA to SF. So I would stay in a co-living space for half or 1 week at a time, or half of the week, or sometimes I'd stay 2 weeks, and I would just fly up with a car and a suitcase. So that was the beginning of it.
So at that point, you'd already pared down some of your possessions.
Yes.
You'd sold, got rid of, thrown away, whatever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but once I got into blockchain, so after I went to my first blockchain conference, that was like down the rabbit hole.
Okay.
Never return.
For the better.
For the better. Yep. I found my people.
Yeah, right on. That's so cool.
So I got recruited to be part of blockchain PR, and then I acquired blockchain PR. You know, as one does.
Yep.
And and now, you know, I'm co-founder and CEO of blockchain PR, and started working in the space immediately and started traveling and going to crypto conferences and learning everything there was to learn about crypto and blockchain. And that made it really easy for me not to own anything anymore. And I've always... So coming from having been a celebrity fashion stylist where I had to push consumerism,
right?
Because I was putting on an aspirational life for... people to see on
these... people to look up to.
To look up to
emulate, to copy.
Right. But the thing about that is celebrities don't actually own those things.
The things they're wearing, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, the things I put on the red carpet or the things in the magazines, it's not like they own those things. Those are all borrowed, right? So for me, just intrinsically, it didn't sit well.
Yeah.
And also, I'm very been an environmentalist since I was a child. I was just like, this doesn't sit well. And pushing consumerism wasn't a thing I ever wanted to do.
Yeah, but stand by. Can you hold that thought?
Sure.
We'll continue here. Another segment with Foo Styles. Your website, foostyles.com?
Blockchainpr.io.
Okay, I'm sorry. Blockchainpr, I should have asked you that.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
It's Free Talk Live at Anarcapulco 2019 here at beautiful Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. And it's been a great event, bigger attendance than last year. We can talk more about it. Hopefully one of the organizers is going to be able to stop for 10 minutes and come over and talk to us here in a little bit. But I do want to say thank you to Joe Maraca, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum Amplifier, which means Joe gives $25 per month to the show. Now, we only asked for $5, but he's gone way above and beyond the call of duty to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That is the way that we can get on more radio stations. We got 194 today, but we could be on more than that, and it is your support that helps make that possible. So please join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com if you like what we do here, talking about freedom and liberty and cryptocurrency and peace on a seven-day-a-week basis on the radio and online. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can do that with credit card or PayPal or Bitcoin BTC. So once again, it's amp.freetalklive.com. I'm Ian Freeman here with Foo Styles from blockchainpr.io. Foo, thanks for staying with me here.
Yes. Hello. So
we were talking about, your discussion here today, which I wasn't able to see because I'm always out here doing this thing, was about decentralized living. And so I was asking you how you went from being a fashion designer to the stars, stylist.
Yeah.
So does that mean you're doing their hairstyles, or like what does that mean?
No, I'm dressing them and being in charge of presenting their image, curating what their look is.
So, to the stars, and then you had two apartments and two cars, and at some point you had a shift in what you valued, and or maybe shifted more towards what you valued.
Yes, always valued. I love fashion.
Yeah.
That was the look and the art side, artistic side of it, but
right.
Not the,
but the consumerism.
The consumerism I always had a problem with, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that became a problem when I just had owned so much stuff that it... The things owned me.
Yep, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true about having things. I love simplicity, keeping it simple, getting rid of unnecessary things. I don't like having to have a house full of stuff and, you know, broadcast equipment or whatever, but
yeah.
In order to do what it is I have to do, then I got to have some stuff. But you've managed to pare things down to not even a checked bag, you said, just a carry-on?
Yes.
As far as when you're traveling around, that's all you've got. That's it. Your whole life fits in that one carry-on. Is that right?
Yes. But I'm also a really small person. So
that's
I can,
true.
Yeah.
That helps.
My clothes are really light and small. And and also, if I buy something new or get something new, I get a lot of swag at all these crypto conferences.
Yep.
I have to give something away.
Sure.
So I'm part of that giving economy. So,
right on.
And that's the biggest part about decentralized living. You really have to embrace the sharing economy.
Mm-hmm.
Airbnb, you know, Uber, more centralized sharing economy systems. And
yeah.
So we get decentralized ones that
sure.
become big.
Well, it's the next step. Uber's
yeah.
just the,
yeah.
the step on the way to
yeah.
whatever it is that, you know, is coming after that.
Yes.
And I don't think they're even making money yet, are they?
I think they're losing money, hemorrhaging
right.
money.
So, all right. So you got into cryptocurrency. You really dug into it after getting to one of the crypto conferences. And then
BlockCon, yeah.
BlockCon.
I would say I'm more into blockchain, just as
a concept.
The technology and the values behind it.
The idea for listeners maybe just tuning in, so you know, we always have new people tuning in, blockchain is the technology that backs Bitcoin and a lot of the other cryptocurrencies. It's basically a ledger. Most of them are public that anybody can look at, and it's copied and decentralized and distributed in, what, over 10,000 places, I think, for Bitcoin all around the globe. So it can't be stopped. It can't be shut down. It can't. You know, fraud's basically impossible with it. So the fact that it exists in multiple places means if one person tries to change their copy of it without authorization, then the other ones will reject that. So it's actually really
transparent,
secure.
Transparent, immutable.
Yeah. And it's a world-changing technology,
yes.
isn't it?
It's world-changing, except it hasn't actually changed anything yet.
You don't think?
Yeah. Except for, I mean, Bitcoin.
How will you know?
Well, I mean, currently, nothing's actually really working in a massive way yet.
Well,
I mean,
it hasn't caught on, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, things aren't scaled yet, you know?
Okay, that's true.
That's what I mean. Like, yes, Bitcoin changed my life? Yes.
Yeah, so many lives.
Yes, very lives. But it hasn't been massively adopted yet, and we're not able to use, like, I can't.
And we're not close to that.
And
either.
I'm not using it, you know, as.
You're
as,
not.
Not anymore. It's too expensive. Like, that's my biggest gripe right now, is just, like, I'm not going to buy coffee.
Because Bitcoin fees are too high?
Yeah, I mean, just, and it's just, it takes too long, and it's just, it's kind of a headache right
man.
Now. So, but don't get me wrong. I, you know, my portfolio, I'm into crypto. I have a vast portfolio of all the, of stuff, and I have the most Bitcoin.
If you ever come to New Hampshire, if you ever, you have the most Bitcoin.
I mean,
no,
I mean, I take that back. I didn't mean it like that.
You are Satoshi Nakamoto.
Satoshi is female.
You think so? Could be.
They are.
They. Well, who knows? So if you ever get to New Hampshire, you'll need to add a coat to your check bag or your.
I do. I have one. I have a fur coat that I also use as a pillow.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. See, you have to be versatile.
You are prepared.
Yeah.
That's good. But we actually have like real life Bitcoin and Dash and Bitcoin Cash, and you can actually pay in real life.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. So I have a crypto credit card that you could
that's
pay
cheating.
With. So
that's
okay,
cheating.
Yes.
I have one of those too. But I mean where you actually have your Bitcoin wallet,
the wallet
and pay for like food, auto repair, dentistry.
Yes.
We've got that in real life. It happens in New Hampshire.
Yes. So don't get me wrong. I've used all that. I just don't want to. Since the market's been down, I don't want to actually spend anything.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's the other problem.
That's the problem. That's what I'm saying. That's like the real problem.
That is a problem with crypto users is the desire to hold and to not spend the crypto. Where of course the reality is the reason why crypto is worth something is because you can spend it and because people do spend it on things. So you've got to meet these guys from AnyPay. I don't know if you know Derek J. Freeman and Steven Zeiler. They're here. So if I get the chance I'll introduce you, but they came up with this payment platform called AnyPay, and it's aimed at like local merchants who want to accept cryptocurrency for their product or service, and it makes it super easy, it's super smooth, easy to pay with, like, it's amazingly easy to pay with crypto thanks to these guys. And one of the things they did was they came up with a concept called Dash Back. And they got the Dash Treasury to sponsor this. So with AnyPay, which is their system, you can accept different cryptos as a business owner. So Bitcoin Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and like four or five others. And so, but if you pay with Dash at a business that has Dash Back enabled, and they'll only enable it for like a real business. So you can't get this by just signing up on the web and saying, I want Dash Back. So if I pay with Dash for my cup of coffee, within seconds, I'll get 10% back. So I'll get a new transaction into my wallet.
Oh.
10% of that total sale comes back. The business owner who sold me the coffee gets a 10% bonus.
Oh.
So now I've been incentivized to actually spend the cryptocurrency that I have because I'm getting a better deal if I spend Dash than if I spend dollars or credit card or whatever it is because I get that instant 10% back. So that's one of those things that has helped people get over that hump of, oh, I just want to hold. I just want to hold it. Because you can always buy more, right? So,
yeah.
Like, just buy more what you're intending to spend, and then you don't have to worry about depleting your holdings. So that's the key.
I mean, I'm only using the crypto to do larger purchases.
Okay, well, that's good. At least you're using it.
So, yeah.
So that helps.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it, to me, it doesn't make sense right now to buy coffee or something small with it, you know. But I travel. I spend crypto to travel.
Like on plane tickets and that
tickets,
kind of thing?
Yeah, so those are much larger.
Pusaf, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live with me today. I really appreciate it. It's been great. Blockchainpr.io. Check her out. She's decentralized living.
And Serve.io. We just launched an advisor with Serve, and we just launched our token on...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Legal challenges have begun against President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to get his border wall built. Republican Congressman Will Hurd tells CBS's Face the Nation that the president is setting a dangerous precedent.
In the great state of Texas, we care about a little thing called private property, and there's going to be over 1,000 ranchers and farmers potentially impacted if the government comes in and takes their land. And this is how they do it. They say, hey, we need this land. Here's what we're going to give you, and they get to automatically take it, and then the rancher or the landowner has to go in and fight in court to make sure that they're at a minimum getting what they are owed because of the price of the land.
Trump administration officials say the president is expected to veto any resolution passed by Congress condemning his decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco for day number four of what's been an amazing event. Beautiful weather the entire time. Great people. Highly recommend you come out to this next year. I hear they are already planning 2020. Go to anarchapulco.com to learn more about that. We got all kinds of interesting folks, many of whom are the speakers at the event. And, of course, Mark Edge, who's our normal co-host, is inside the Cryptopulco room introducing people there. He's basically the MC of that stage, which means we get the inside scoop on who we should talk to, who has been speaking there. And Paul Stortz is with us from truthcoin.info. Paul, Truthcoin, this isn't another cryptocurrency, is it?
No, it's not.
All right, tell me about it. What is Truthcoin?
Yeah, well, Truthcoin is a paper that I wrote a long time ago, and it's also the name of my blog, okay. And I write about Bitcoin there. But this project's actually built as a sidechain of Bitcoin, so it's absolutely not a rival investment in any sense. It's supposed to be 100%
riding on Bitcoin.
Yeah, 100%
okay.
On top of Bitcoin.
100%. And what is it? What is this project?
Yeah, this is an old idea, actually, that goes back to Hal Finney, at least. In fact, a lot earlier. But it's this idea of these conditional event derivatives, and these prediction markets, And
okay, prediction market. That yeah. sounds more understandable than conditional event derivative. Yeah, sure. So what's a prediction market? I know I've heard of these things before, but we have listeners who are tuning in all the time for the very first time. So imagine somebody's getting in their car, putting the key in the ignition at an airport, and they're hearing you for the first time say prediction market. What is that? How do they understand that?
Well, it refers to a market for a certain type of financial instruments. So we have things like stocks and bonds that you can buy. You could buy a gold ETF. You can buy different things. You could buy Bitcoin. And what you're buying and selling here is something that it pays you if an event happens. And if the event does not happen, then it doesn't pay you. So it's very okay. similar to a wager, but not identical. A wager, usually the odds are fixed at 50-50. And I say, I bet you $20 that, you know, the Patriots will win the Super Bowl okay. or something like that. And it's 20 to the winner, 20 from the loser. And it's just a 50-50 odds. But with this, you have these different assets, and they trade in a market, and the price of those assets is changing all the time.
Okay.
And when the price is high, it basically means that the event is more likely. And when the price is low, it means that it's not very likely. Or it means that everyone in society collectively doesn't find a problem with saying that it's only 8% likely if it trades at 8 cents on the dollar, for example.
And this isn't like speculation. This has been something that you've observed, right? Because prediction markets exist. There are different cryptocurrencies, for instance, who've been doing these things that have offered the ability for people to place these, I don't know if that's the right word, but place these predictions on what's going to happen in the future, whether it be something as simple as a sports game or who wins an election or something like that. And so you're saying that the people's predictions about a thing actually do factor into whether or not that thing occurs? Is that what you're saying?
No. This is just saying you have a token that's worth X amount of it'll pay you a dollar, say, if Donald Trump wins re-election in 2020.
Uh-huh.
But if he doesn't win re-election in 2020, presidential re-election, then it pays you zero. And then you just look around and you see what are people buying. What is the going rate for this thing? It's worth a dollar if Donald Trump wins. So if it's trading at 99 cents, then you know that basically everyone thinks it's a sure thing.
I see. Okay. And so that's an indicator that it will likely happen because you're getting people's opinions about that thing.
It's an aggregation of all of society's knowledge. Mm-hmm. So you could
or
have
at least everybody who's participating.
Well, really, it includes everyone who could participate. So you could have a prediction market on something totally random, like a coin flip, mm-hmm. and it would not be able to tell you which, you know, whether or not a heads is more likely than a tails. It has to aggregate knowledge that exists in society.
So not something random, but something that people have an opinion about.
If it were basically random, it would just be useless.
Right, right.
It would just not tell you anything that you didn't already know.
Yeah.
But there are people who do. Who do think they know, and you have this process where, like in any other market, where if someone thinks the price is wrong, they can make money by moving in and buying low and selling high.
So you're creating a platform for people to do this? What is it
right.
that you're doing?
Yes, the platform allows people to create the different markets and trade in them.
So how does it work as a user if I'm coming on to, does it exist already or is it coming soon?
Well, it exists in a sort of testnet format.
Okay, so
it
you can't
exist.
Put real money on it.
Well,
yet.
Yeah, you can put fake crypto.
Okay.
This would be kind of like a
testnet
pre-altcoin
yeah.
Type thing, but it is not intentionally not live.
But when this does go live, yeah. it'll be for Bitcoin?
Yeah, well, ideally, that's the hope, and it's only, there's a soft fork to add sidechain technology. That would be required because this is a sidechain. So that would be, that's quite a big ask, but nonetheless.
So tell me as a user, what's the experience going to be like? If I go to the site and if it's...
You download the software first. So you have Bitcoin and you'd send Bitcoin to this new piece of software.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sidechain idea. That lets sidechains let you send Bitcoin to different pieces of software.
Yep.
So you'd send money to this piece of software. You deposit to it. And then
it loads up your account, basically.
Money would show up over there.
Okay.
And this is a new piece of software, so it's similar to an altcoin in that respect, which is that it's a completely different piece of software. Then from there, you'd have to either decide if you wanted to spend money to create a market that didn't exist or if you wanted to buy or sell in one that already existed.
Okay. And so that would be like predicting a sporting event or, you know, some other thing that might happen in the future.
Yes.
You could create that. Now, who is the arbiter of whether or not that thing has occurred?
Yeah, well, that's a little complicated.
Mm-hmm.
There's a white paper that describes this, and it was reviewed by a number of people, including Andrew Polstra and Peter Todd, and they both seem to think it was at least reasonable, which is a pretty high bar. I don't know if anyone in the audience is that interested in going through those details, the talk I just gave was actually independent of any specific project. It just said, whoever succeeds, this is what we would do with this type of thing once we had it. So the talk I gave was not really about even my project, even though I'm very confident that it is the best of it.
Okay.
In fact, the paper that I wrote spawned basically all the other rival projects.
Really?
Yeah. So
because I've heard of some of the other ones. I don't know what they are off the top of my head, but I know these sites exist where you can do these things. I mean, I don't want you to have to get into a bunch of technical detail, but, I mean, if you're the creator of this, the question of, you know, will Donald Trump win...
You are not the guy who resolves the switch.
It.
Okay, so since you're very curious, there is a second token. It is not a utility token, and there's no like ICO or anything like that. The second token is sort of like Bitcoin mining, where if you use Bitcoin, you do not need to be a miner or know anything about mining.
Yeah.
With this, there's like another employee layer, and the employees are resolving these outcomes, and they own the second token. So you only own the second token if you want to get into this line of work. The same way you'd only own ASIC miner if you wanted to get into this line of work.
Mm-hmm.
And this second token is like a fixed amount, and it forms a kind of abstract corporation. So there, the more of it you own, the more kind of influence you have in deciding what's happening. And I force everyone who owns this token to report on every event that people ask a question about within a long period of time. So it's once every 3 months or so.
So they have to weigh in on every single thing?
Yeah, they submit like a kind of ballot with all of their answers, and then those answers are all cross-compared with each other.
Uh-huh. And so presumably, if there's enough inputs, you'll get the truth out of the people participating?
Well, the issue is that then what happens is, unless it's unanimous, which ideally it's set up so that everyone will unanimously report the exact same thing for all the outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not, whoever is the most deviant suffers tremendously. Their shares are taken away from them and given to other people.
So you
never want to be the most deviant, and that is this kind of idea. It's kind of like an enforcement thing where you're chasing people around with like a hammer or something, and you're saying anyone who steps out of line, just an inch, they get hammered out.
Dishonesty is
everyone
punished.
Wants
in that case.
To be well, just not just leaving the herd.
Yeah.
And from there, the statistical technique I used, it makes it very easy to tell whether or not someone's way off. It can't really tell the truth, but it can tell whether or not it can clump people's totally different points of view. So if someone, it'll be very easy to tell if there's any disagreement that some people think like up is down completely. They have everything exactly backwards, and other people have everything exactly correct. So it'll be very easy for you to audit because you'll have the, it'll be the case that anything that you know about, it will be the opposite of what happened. So it'd be it's designed to make it very, very, very easy to. So, but again, this is like the paper that I wrote is long, and
I think you've done a good job. I mean, having no idea really how all this works, and only having a basic concept of a prediction market,
and
I think you explained that.
I have to say something else, which is that I didn't understand Bitcoin at all when I first it was explained to me, but then once you use it, it's easier to understand. So I would actually ask people to just
go to truthcoin.info,
turn it on and play around with
it
if you are that interested, and otherwise, like, don't, you know, your time is valuable. This is a complicated thing.
Paul Storz, I know your time is valuable. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. His website, truthcoin.info. There's more coming up here from...
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2019. Great event, beautiful weather. I mean, there's really, you can't say anything bad. At least, maybe somebody could, but I can't say anything bad about this event. And that's not because they're paying us to, because they're not paying us to be here. They did, you know, cover our hotel rooms and airfare, but we're actually, you know, beyond that, we're here because we really love this event. And it's been a lot of fun coming here for the last 3 years. This is my third year. Cassie Konopasek, did
yes.
I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Is with us from Vault, or with me, because Mark's still doing his crypto stage wrangling thing. Of VaultLogic.com. Normally, we've got Doug Scribner on with us, and I guess he couldn't make it this year, and so you are kind of sitting in his stead, and I appreciate
that
you coming on tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Or today. It's actually still the morning, I think, or just beginning the afternoon here on what is technically day number 3, but listeners will hear this on day number 4. So, Vault Logic, we've talked with Doug Scribner. For listeners that maybe have been listening for a while, they might remember a little bit about it. But we always have new listeners tuning in every single night here on Free Talk Live. So, presuming that somebody's listening for the very first time, what is Vault Logic?
So we are basically, we've created the first legacy ATM and multi-cryptocurrency Bitcoin ATM in one multi-service platforms. Like, we have one ATM that
does it all.
Everything. It does everything. It's also a platform that will allow for third-party cash apps to be hosted on the ATM. So that allows us to really be prepared for a lot of future innovation and evolution in the ATM space.
When you say a third-party cash app, can you give me an example of what that means?
Sure. So we can do point-of-sale type apps. You know, one of the examples that we have is an Overstock app. And we have...
So you can go shopping from the machine? Is that
right.
What you're saying?
It can be a point of sale. Uh-huh. Or just a cash app that you would maybe use for, you know, your services such as with your bank card, too.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So Vault Logic has a machine. It's amazing nobody had done this yet, right? Because there's always been the ATM that you go, you put your debit card in, you pull cash out. That's what everybody thinks of when they think of ATM. We like to call the Bitcoin ATMs Bitcoin vending machines in Keene and in New Hampshire because it's not exactly an ATM. A Bitcoin vending machine sells you Bitcoin. It's not, you're not accessing an account.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a teller, right? Like, it's not an automated teller. It's just a machine that sells you a thing, like a candy machine or a soda machine or something like that. So you've combined both of those things into one, meaning you can go in, use your debit card, and buy Bitcoin with that?
So what you can do is you can use your debit card to access cash.
Yep.
And then you can put the cash in to purchase Bitcoin.
So you have to take the cash out first and then put it back in?
Right. The businesses are separate because there's two separate vaults that allow this to happen. But what that allows is that we're over like 61% of Bitcoin ATMs are actually one direction. So you can either buy or you can sell.
Right.
So we're able, you're able to buy and sell. Plus, you're able to sell and instantly when you get that cash, you can go ahead and put it back into the ATM side or, you know, load a card, a gift card, or cell phone top-offs. So it's making it more, it's actually bringing the utility to the cryptocurrency and making it available with cash on demand.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really neat concept, and I figured it was still being developed because I've never actually seen the Vault Logic device, but you told me not only is it available now in, like, Vegas, but it's you're working on version number two?
Yes, so we actually we have 10 beta units, and that's in, we have Atlanta, Minnesota, Las Vegas, Colorado, so they're distributed. We have next week, we have 10 F400s coming out. So that's our next version. It has new, basically, you know, biometrics. So we've enhanced that for KYC compliance, which is necessary for higher amounts of purchasing.
It's annoying, but you got to do it, I guess.
Right, right. But we've also approved, like, we have the ad screen. There's several upgrades that we've made.
What's an ad screen? Is that you can advertise on the device?
So we can, that's actually, so this is a revenue stream. The Vault Logic Smart ATM, as we call it, is a revenue stream generator for anyone distributing them or hosting them. Because you can share in the revenue share from these transaction fees.
So when you say hosting, you mean like the business that is housing that location or whatever.
Yes. So if you bring in local or national ads that want to be hosted on the screen, that's actually a revenue source.
Sure.
And it's also a great way for crypto communities to promote their cryptocurrency that they would like to have people be more aware about as well.
Awesome. All right. Yes. So what's next for besides the F400? Is it going to expand beyond Vegas, beyond these other markets?
Absolutely. Yes. So we actually have one of the first F400s is in Orlando, Florida at a vinyl bar, which is Jason
vinyl
King's.
Bar?
It's called Vinyl. That's the name of the bar. And it's Jason King's bar.
Yeah, I know. He's a crypto guy.
Yes. So he hosts meetups there. He has our first F400 there.
Neat.
So we'll definitely continue to expand more in Las Vegas. You know, these will be going into Simon Malls, which is very exciting.
Wow.
Because that's a big foot traffic, especially like the Caesars crystal shops.
Yeah,
That's a big one.
Okay, so how would somebody who has I presume most of the locations are people who are into cryptocurrency, but not necessarily, like...
Not necessarily.
Somebody who just needs an ATM and they want to have the baddest-ass ATM they can possibly get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can have the ATM side turned on or off.
Yeah.
And then just be running the Bitcoin or multi-crypto, because we have 8 different cryptocurrencies on there right now with the capacity to add any ERC-20 or, you know, we're very agnostic to offering
people. Is it like the big ones like Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash?
Yes, Dash, Ethereum, but then we also have Ravencoin.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, definitely gaining traction and people are very excited about it.
Neat.
Yes. And then we have Toogive and Tokes. Tokes is a big one that will allow for people to actually... They can purchase Tokes and purchase cannabis products with Tokes. And there's a platform and app for people to use, too, that has a phenomenal user experience.
Amazing.
So you should definitely check that out, too.
All right. So if somebody were interested, now, obviously, this is a very small portion of our audience here, but if somebody were interested in acquiring one of these machines, does Vault Logic own all the machines, or do you sell the machines to a person who then places it in a business or to the business owner who wants it in their business? Like, how does that work? How do you get your locations?
So currently, our model is a lease model. So there's a lease deposit. It's a one-time lease deposit that at at any point in time, if, you know, after the first year, if you decide that you aren't interested, then it's a refundable deposit. But basically, it's a lease deposit, and what that gives you access to is that we handle all the crypto liquidity and the cash liquidity.
Oh, wow.
And servicing and maintenance. So the idea is to get them really well distributed and take out some of the barriers to entry.
So you'll send a delivery man over with this monster machine?
Yes.
Like, how big is this
thing? It's 600 pounds. It's a 600-pound iPhone. That's what we call it. Because that's the user experience that we've tried to embody.
So you'll actually send somebody to install this thing?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Because having had to deal with a 500-pound Bitcoin vending machine recently, it was a nightmare.
Yes.
It would be very helpful to have, like, professional movers handle something like that.
Yes, our goal is to provide a fast, secure, and frictionless experience for people to access crypto and also be able to participate in the ATM-BTM marketplace without all the headache while still generate revenue.
And that is so cool.
So it's a really cool model. It allows us to actually engage with other ATM or BTM networks and ATM networks, too, because we are a cash management solution with our vaulting technology.
Yeah, I know Doug had told us previously about, like, incentivizing just average people to move money from one Vault Logic unit to another unit, and he'd explained how that worked, and I can't really re-explain it, but I bet you could.
Absolutely. So basically, members, they download the app. The app is going to tell individuals to go to a certain ATM if it's getting high or low on cash, and this can be on the ATM side or the BTM side, and incentivize them to take cash out or put cash in. And you can do that by either adjusting the fees on the cryptocurrency or making it so that if you take out, you wanted to take out $5, maybe you take out, you know, $7, just for example. Because the whole concept is that a big bottleneck in just this industry in general is moving the cash, making sure that the machines are online and they're available for people. Because it's I've been to plenty of them, and it's not a good experience when you just made time out of your day and you're like, I'm going to go get this purchase done, and they're offline.
Sold out.
Yep. Yes. So we are working to eliminate that and really improve. I think with the blockchain technology, any project, gamification is incredibly important because you need to build a network of people that are promoting your network and they're using it. And so this is a good way to do it.
Very cool. So if you want to learn more, the best place to go would be vaultlogic.com. Right?
Yes. Yes, and so we are currently also, we've launched an STO. That's another way that we are expanding our network and giving basically dividends on those crypto transaction fees to our investors. So we have a multitude of
There's
ways that we're very, it's a primary focus for us to build a strong network and really make crypto accessible to everyone.
Thank you for doing that, because it's important work. Cassie Konopasek of VaultLogic.com. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. There's more coming up here. It's Anarchy.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead. With peace of mind, escaperightnow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.